Pew Research, More Than 9 in 10 Americans Call China's Power a Threat to U.S. by John Binder on April 21, 2020. More than 9 in 10 Americans now call China's power and influence in the world a threat to the United States, a new survey reveals. The latest Pew Research Center survey finds that Americans are nearly unanimously worried about China's dominance in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis that has ravaged the U.S. About 91% of Americans say China's power and influence is a threat to the U.S., 62% of which say China is a major threat and 29% of which say China is a minor threat. Americans today regard China as a major threat to the U.S. more than global warming, Russia's power and influence, the condition of the global economy, and global poverty. The survey shows a continued increase in concern over China among Americans over the last few years. Between 2017 and this year, the number of Americans who now say China is a major threat to the U.S. has spiked by 21%. The same Pew Research survey finds that more than 8 in 10 Americans call mass migration a threat to the U.S., with about 42% of those calling mass migration a major threat. China's economic rise has been at the expense of America's economy and U.S. workers. Since 2001, free trade with China has cost millions of Americans their jobs. For example, the Economic Policy Institute has found that from 2001 to 2015, about 3.4 million U.S. jobs were lost due to the nation's trade deficit with China. Of the 3.4 million U.S. jobs lost in that time period, about 2.6 million were lost in the manufacturing industry, making up about 3/4 of the loss of jobs from the U.S.-China trade deficit. Research has revealed that American towns that had their manufacturing bases gutted have been hit hardest with rampant drug addiction during the opioid crisis. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the U.S. is suffering from a shortage of vital drugs, rubber gloves, and plastic bottles due to decades-long free trade policies. The plurality of these basic necessities are made in China. Close to 90% of the pharmaceutical ingredients for generic drugs imported to the U.S. arrive from factories based overseas. Nearly 50% of these factories are in China and India. Likewise, the U.S. legal immigration system has been a boon to China, which had long been the second largest beneficiary of visa programs and green card allotment annually. In the last 3 years, nearly 220,000 Chinese nationals secured green cards, with the plurality arriving as the immediate family members of their foreign relatives who are already living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.